Welcome to episode 1277 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we continue with the series 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, which has grounded us in the historical reality of Christ's character and mission. And we continue the chapter of Jesus' teachings, captured in parables, short stories, pulled from the ordinary and the everyday, with profound implications for those in first century Judea and Samaria, and for us today.
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
What does it mean to be ready? In a world that often praises the spontaneous and romanticizes last-minute victories, Jesus tells a parable that seems a bit harsh at first glance. 10 young women, bridesmaids, virgins in a wedding party, are waiting for the bridegroom. They all know the event is coming. They all bring lamps. They all fall asleep. But only 5 bring extra oil. And in the end, that makes all the difference. Jesus delivers this parable near the end of his earthly ministry, during the last week of his life, surrounded by conflict and anticipation of his return. It is a part of what theologians call the Olivet Discourse, his prophetic teaching on the Mount of Olives, answering the disciples' question,
"What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
It's a sobering, eschatological teaching, a warning and an invitation. The parable of the 10 virgins is not just about the end times. It's about every moment between now and then.
The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
The key moment in the parable is the delay. This is not casual teaching. These are Jesus' final instructions about readiness, waiting, and faithfulness in the in-between. He knows he's about to die, rise, ascend, and that his return will be delayed. He knows we will live in the tension of the already but not yet kingdom. So he gives a picture that would have been immediately familiar to his audience, a wedding procession. In ancient Jewish weddings, a groom would travel, often at night, to fetch his bride, and young women, bridesmaids, would wait with lamps to escort them in a joyful procession to the feast. But in this story, not all of them are ready. It's easy to assume that proximity equals preparation, but this story challenges that. All 10 women are part of the wedding party. They all expect the bridegroom. They all carry lamps, symbolic of the light they intend to bear. They all fall asleep in the wait, but only 5 are ready when the moment arrives. This isn't a parable about good versus evil. It's about the wise and the foolish, those who prepare in advance and those who assume they can scramble at the last moment. The difference lies not in desire or intention, but in preparation. The wise virgins brought oil. The foolish did not. In our spiritual lives, how often do we confuse presence with readiness? We attend church, join the Bible study, maybe even volunteer. But is our soul stocked with oil? Do we maintain intimacy with God? Or are we simply going through the motions while our reserves run dry? When the midnight cry pierces the silence, here is the bridegroom. The unprepared panic. Their lamps are going out. And naturally, they ask the others for help.
The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out."
But the wise virgins say something that feels almost unchristian. "We can't share. There may not be enough." On the surface, this seems selfish. But Jesus is illustrating a deeper truth. You can't borrow someone else's preparation. What does the oil represent? Interpretations vary, but many scholars agree that oil represents something that cannot be borrowed or transferred. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, or perhaps a life of real, personal intimacy with God, not just religious performance. It's spiritual preparedness, not just activity, but reality. Not just outward light, but inward fuel. You can't live on someone else's oil, not your pastor's, not your parents, not your spouse's. When it comes to a relationship with God, it must be personal. This truth sobers us. It challenges our tendency to rely on the community's faith while neglecting our own. In the final hour, only what is within you, your personal walk with Christ, your oil, will sustain your flame. Perhaps the hardest part of the parable is this line, "And the door was shut."
Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you."
This echoes other warnings from Jesus. The issue isn't that the bridegroom is cruel or arbitrary. It's that the door was open for a season and they didn't enter. Grace is freely offered, but it is not forever available. This is not to instill fear, but urgency. It is a call to cultivate our hearts, not to delay devotion. The door is open now, but it will not remain open indefinitely. Jesus concludes,
"Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
This parable invites us to live in readiness, not with anxiety, but with attentiveness. Watchfulness isn't about staring at the sky waiting for signs. It's about living awake in a world that numbs. It's about daily obedience, quiet faithfulness, prayer when no one sees, worship in the waiting. The delay of the bridegroom is intentional. Jesus seems to say, don't mistake delay for denial. God's timing is perfect, but it may test your patience. Will you still be burning bright when the wait feels long? Let's get deep. Jesus is the long-awaited bridegroom. This parable draws from Jewish wedding traditions, where the bridegroom's arrival was often unpredictable. The party began when he came. Jesus places himself in this role, the bridegroom who will return at an unknown hour. This isn't just a metaphor, it's relational. Jesus is not merely a judge or king, he is the lover of the church, coming for his bride. To know Jesus is to live in loving anticipation of his return. Our preparation, then, is not based on fear, but on devotion. Jesus cares about authentic faith. The oil represents more than effort. It symbolizes inner spiritual life. The Holy Spirit, a vibrant relationship with God, character formed over time. Jesus is not impressed by religious performance. He looks for oil, the unseen evidence of a life shaped by grace and discipline. Jesus's ministry consistently reveals this. He honors the widow's mite over large public offerings, the repentant sinner over the proud Pharisee, the persistent widow over the complacent judge. This parable continues that theme. Hidden reserves of faith matter more than outward appearances of readiness. Jesus honors readiness, not busyness. The wise virgins didn't love more. They didn't serve more. They didn't witness more. They prepared more. Readiness in the kingdom is about margin, not mania. It's about having enough oil, not constantly being active. Jesus modeled this. He often withdrew to lonely places. He was never in a hurry. He was always ready. And he invites us into that rhythm of life, not overcommitted religion, but intimate readiness. How do we live this out? How do we keep oil in our lamps? Practice daily devotion. Time with God is oil. Read, pray, listen. Cultivate quiet faithfulness. Don't let your spiritual life be an emergency response team. Make it a daily companion. Guard against distraction. The foolish virgins weren't evil. They were unprepared. Our culture disciples us to chase everything but God. Stay rooted. Say no to things that drain your reserves. Develop long faith. The bridegroom delayed, and he may delay again. Long faith isn't flashy. It is consistent. The oil of perseverance is developed drop by drop. Keep going. Invite others into watchfulness. While you can't give away your oil, you can inspire others to prepare. Live visibly devoted. Speak often of the bridegroom. Your watchfulness can spark others to awaken. You don't know when the cry will ring out, "Here is the bridegroom," but you do know what to do until then. Stock your oil, trim your lamp, live ready. And never forget, Jesus is not only coming, he is worth preparing for.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. The night is coming when no one can work.
Father, you are the bridegroom who promises to return. We long for that day with hearts full of anticipation. Help us be wise, not just in word, but in practice. Give us oil, Lord. Fill our lamps with the fire of devotion, the spirit of truth, the strength to wait with faith. Forgive us for the times we've slumbered unprepared. Awaken us anew. Teach us to watch, not with fear, but with joyful expectancy. Let our lives be lamps that light the way for others. Until the day the door is opened and we are welcomed in, we will stay ready. For you are worth the wait. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.